Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, it's like a dream. That's not like a dream come true. It is a dream come true. This is for me to be able to do this now coming up on 10 years. Can you believe that, folks? Next month, November, 10 years we've been doing the Small Business Advocate Show nonstop every weekday, over 1,000 interviews a year. That is a dream come true for me, and thank goodness, right? Because who would do this? Who would do this if it wasn't a dream come true, if it didn't love it? I do love it. I do love talking to you about your small business and my small business and the things that we can learn together. My favorite thing to do, though, folks, is to introduce you to really smart people, our Brain Trust members, the experts who join us every half hour or so talking about the things that they know all about, their expertise, the benefit you and I can take from these smart people and the commitment that they make to join us. You know, folks, these are all busy people. They don't have to be here. They're here because they care about you, and I hope that comes across. I hope you can tell that. I know I can. I can tell the commitment that our Brain Trust members makes to you. And one of those guys, you don't know him yet. He's a new friend. His name is Tom Markle. Tom and I met in the last few months and realized that we had something in common, and that was you, small business owners, that we cared an awful lot about. Both of us cared an awful lot about you, and we decided to get together and talk about that. Tom is founder, chairman, and CEO of iBank, and that's an online resource that we're going to get him to tell us about in a minute, iBank.com. And as I said, he's our new friend, Tom Markle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks a lot. It's good to be here bright and early in the dark in California.
Yeah, out in California. Tom, the most precious thing to a small business owner after his children is the capital in his or her business.
Right.
And we every penny of capital in our business is precious. And where we're different, so much different from big companies, is we have a very limited access to capital.
Right.
Big companies have lots of different sources. We basically have three sources. We have invested capital, which is usually not all that much money, and we have in the grand scheme of things, we have profits, hopefully, that we plow back into the business. Most small business owners do that. And then we have borrowed capital. Mm-hmm. Those are basically the three sources.
Right.
And when you understand the Blasingame's second law of small business, which is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. When you understand that, you realize what a big deal the borrowed element, the ability to borrow working capital is for small business, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, you also got to kind of include intellectual capital and, what do they call that when you work for equity?
Sweat equity. Blood, no, actually, blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, right. I'm a third generation small businessman, and it seemed that every day around the table we talked about kind of three things: our employees, the deal, and money. And I think money capitalized on most of the conversations, as my kids will even tell me.
Right. Well, and you know, you bring up the intellectual property angle, and I'm glad you did, because we talk about that all the time on the show here. But that's one of the toughest things to capitalize, because banks can't file a UCC on a website.
That's on your brain.
Yeah.
They can't get their arms around.
They like,
you know,
serial numbers, don't they?
Right between your ears. You're right. They don't. They want hard assets. And they typically want three ways to pay back. A lot of people don't really realize, you know, banks don't take risk.
Right.
They take deposits from, all of us around the country, and then they lend those out at something greater than the deposit interest rate they have to pay on the deposits, and they don't take risk.
The shortest book in the world is titled Loan Officer Courage.
Oh, that's really good. 50 pages, probably.
No, I think this. I think there's only like a couple of pages in there, and one of them is the copyright page. Yeah, you're right. I mean, banks don't like to take risks, do they?
No, they don't. It took me a long time to understand that when I started my first business at 13 years old. I had a lawn mowing service with my buddies mowing lawns in Denver, and. You know, I just needed a couple loans to buy my mowers, and they don't take those risks. They said, okay, give me three ways you're going to pay that back through, you know, income or whatever.
Yeah, income, collateral, and a guarantee from your dad or something.
And my dad, that's exactly right, which he didn't
absolutely.
Want to sign on.
That's right. Hey, stand by, Tom. Folks, we're going to be right back with Tom Markle. He's got some ideas. He's been working hard on some things that I think you're going to want to know about with regard to capitalizing your business. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman
we're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find our show 7 ways from Sunday. Well, okay, actually only about 5 ways, but includes the MP3 streaming. You can also podcast our show. You can take fair use possession. You can subscribe to it by RSS and for example, if you want to make sure you know when Tom Markle is back on the show, you can subscribe, and next time he's on, we'll send it to you. And also, don't forget to check out the articles that are there, thousands of those that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. We've got thousands of archives of past interviews that are there. You can podcast all of those. And, of course, our newsletter is there, our blog is there, lots of good stuff. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. You can also hang out on AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers. Now, we've anticipated your questions. We have answers waiting on you, so we hope you check that out. Again, no barrier to entry. If you don't have to tell us who you are, just come on in and use our stuff to your advantage. Tom Markle is our guest. He's founder and CEO of iBank.com. You know, Tom, you had I want you to tell the audience about your vision, and I love hearing the story about how you started your business, your small business, which has grown to be a pretty good size business now. But in the early days, what was your vision for this?
Well, you know, being a third generation small business person, I just sold, just created the largest mortgage REIT in the country.
Real Estate Investment Trust.
Yes, a real estate investment trust for really kind of invented that for the person who had you know, problems with their credit, and decided that I would, after being kind of the entrepreneur, I've started 9 companies and either sold them or taken them public, and had a lot of you know, problems along. I mean, I've had a couple failures over the years, and I think if you don't fail, you really don't really understand how to go about.
You can't really have true success if you've never failed, can you?
Oh, you can't. You really
failure is the hardest made of success, isn't it?
It is. You have to get up, slap yourself again, and get back in the game, and you know, say that was a, you know, chalk it up to experience and go on.
What did you learn from your failures?
You know, I really learned that you really got to be passionate about whatever you're involved in, and you really have to say to your wife and your family and everybody else out there, the tax guy, the IRS, the vendors, the customers, that you believe in what you really want to believe in. And go at it 100% every morning, every night. And then if it doesn't have traction, either there wasn't enough information to have traction and you got to repackage the product or repackage the idea and keep thinking, always keep thinking how to make it better, faster, easier, smarter, whatever the issue is, and never rest on your game. But, you know, I think these failures, a couple of these failures were really, in my particular case, greed. You know, really, instead of creating a great product for the consumer or the business owner, I created a product out of money, making money. Mm-hmm. And every time I tried to create a product out of making money, I lost money.
Right.
Because I really didn't know it. You know, I really wasn't passionate about it. It's not about, my dad always says, you never want to be greedy and stupid at the same time. You can be greedy or you can be stupid, but never be both.
That's well said.
So, You know, I think that's that. And so I've taken those failures, and I've decided I'd never start a business where I thought I would make money. I would just start a business where I thought I could add value to the economy.
And if you do that, you've learned that when you do that, the dollars come and play in your backyard, don't they?
They do. You just just the good Lord honors you, I think, with the ability to make a great product for society or a great service.
So you saw a big hole though for small businesses. You saw an opportunity in that small business owners. You believed, maybe without saying Blasingame's second law of small business, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Without maybe saying that, you recognize that there was a big hole there in the capitalization opportunities for small business owners. They needed some help, didn't you?
I did. I saw what I had to go through. You know, I said, okay, well, I need a $5,000 credit card. Or back then, it was really tough to get. And then I decided, you know, that by the time you put together this loan package, which the statistically 61% of the businesses get turned down for a loan because of a poor loan package.
Not because of their quality of their records of their history, but because they got an ineffective package.
Well, that's right. I mean, they don't know. Most businesses are good at flipping burgers or you know, serving a customer, plumbing contractor, whatever they are, but they're not really good at putting together a professional package. So they hire a CPA or a consultant, and that's kind of expensive. So
if they know one,
if they know one. And what we decided is if you know how to get to iBank.com, the system will teach you how to do this step by step and help you get a professional package. And then from there we said, okay, now once you've got this professional package put together, how do you find the network of lenders that want to do your deal? And so what the small business does is they go to their local bankers. They have the sign on the building, typically the bigger ones, and they walk in there, and it's a very humbling experience and very intimidating. And, you know, they have their hat in their hand, and they have this shoebox of information they want to hand the banker. And the banker says, okay, well, I'll look at the professional ones first, as we all do, Jim. You know, we look at the best ones first, and the poor ones go to the bottom of the stack.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're calling the banker. Gosh, you know, when I need the money. Payroll's Friday, and it's Thursday afternoon, and you're always going at the last minute. And I decided that we would commit the rest of my born days is helping small business access credit and capital all over the web. And the web is an unbelievable tool, Jim. As you know, on your website,
you've got
a very powerful website.
Well, you've come along. You've really helped the online credit industry, the credit industry. You're one of the major players in getting the credit dialogue between business and lenders established, and I congratulate you for that. And when we come back, folks, the cool thing about what Tom has created is that once you create your information one time, you don't have to keep creating it. He kind of hangs on to it for you. It's a very novel, very interesting way he's doing this. It's at iBank.com. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Tom Markle. He is founder and CEO of iBank.com. That's iBank.com, right? Is that right, Tom?
That's right, Jim.
And, Tom, we're talking about your vision that you had for iBank. I'm a small business owner. Nobody knows better than me about the difficulties, the challenges small business owners have in growing their business, mm-hmm. getting the capital to grow their business. Fundamentals, operating with the fundamentals are essential to being a business owner, but you can make mistakes in those fundamentals if you got enough capital.
Oh, yeah.
But even if you practice fundamentals perfectly, if you don't have enough capital, you're not going to make it.
Right, right.
And so what you've done, and I'm really one of the reasons I wanted to tell my audience about what you guys are doing, is you've kind of covied up a lot of credit opportunities in one place for small business owners because they know they're going to be turned down by somebody.
Right.
Right. In fact, if you aren't turned down by somebody, you don't have an aggressive enough package.
Right. Well, you know, statistically, the average business is turned down by four banks, and they create four different loan packages because each bank on the small business side asks for something different.
Right.
Before they get approved.
If you don't get turned down by somebody, folks, you're not asking for enough money.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, and your package isn't created well enough either.
Right. So but now one of the things you do is when people go to iBank and fill out the forms and everything that they have, you hold that for them and populate the other applications, don't you?
That's right, Jim. What we've figured out is that one is the small business goes to four different banks before they're going to approve. Two is they come four different times a year for four different types of money. So while the first month they need a $5,000 credit card, the second 2 months from now they need to lease two or three computers and maybe some furniture, yeah, and maybe a truck. And then 3 months from there they need a $50,000 working capital line because they've now got orders and receivables. And then they need to go back for equipment leasing 6 months from now. So we've created a lifetime vault, Jim, for the small business. And we call it a vault because it's a secure place to store all their tax returns, financials, bios, competition, business plan, videos, MP3 files.
Very interesting.
Talk about something cool, Jim, and I know you've got it on your website, is the business now in the future will be able to put all their video information on and tell the banker and meet their whole company with a video.
That's a great idea.
Think about a video package.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very interesting concept that you got, an interesting business model. And of course, if I'm not mistaken, some of what you offer is free, right?
Oh, yes. We have a lifetime vault is free. It's kind of like a file cabinet online. And, again, this is where they can store virtually anything, including videos and MP3 files.
They store that on your servers.
They store that on our servers, the same servers hosted by Visa, MasterCard, so it's a very safe environment.
Right.
And they have a lifetime access to that, so 24/7 they can come in. And but we did about $9 billion last month, Jim, in business.
Last
and 42% of that was done after 6 p.m. in the evening and before 6 a.m. in the morning.
When the small business owners closed up the shop and then started working on the capital.
That's right. You can't do that with a hand and foot and knock on the door of the banker.
That's the truth. Do the people that you go out to, do you go out to traditional banks as well? I mean, are these applications, would a local bank be likely to see this application?
Oh, yeah. We call it, Jim, you can go to anybody from Louis the Lender to Wells Fargo on our network.
So I guess what I'm asking is if I wanted to go to my local independent community bank and I said to her, the loan officer, I want to borrow some money, would you go to iBank.com or go to this location and you can find all my stuff? Would that ever happen?
They could, absolutely. The small business can refer their own local lending institutions. What's really really growing right now is credit unions are getting into small business lending.
Oh, yeah,
as you know,
absolutely.
Credit unions don't pay any taxes, so their rates are pretty
attractive.
Much to
the chagrin of banks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we've covered that whole tension between those two groups.
Oh, yeah.
So credit unions are another place that you might refer them to this. This is a very interesting resource, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. I think it's something that might help you. Check it out at iBank.com. Tom, thank you for being here. We're just about to run out of time.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for what you're doing for small business owners. How many small business owners do you think you're serving right now?
About 85,000 small businesses last month came to us and requested
Just in 1 month. Yeah.
And requested about $9 billion. And we're growing about 25% a month, and we're so happy we can help businesses. And we're happy to be involved with you, Jim.
Thanks, Tom. We'll see you next time. Tom Markle, ladies and gentlemen, with iBank.com. And great resource. You might want to check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.